Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I'm so excited to be here. We had Valentine's Day yesterday. And, you know, when you have kids, Valentine's Day is a little bit different. But we were so fortunate that Nat, who is my sister-in-law, had Bubba Luka, and Dan and I got some quality time together. Do you know that in our whole time together, and we've only been together 2 years, our 2 year anniversary was February 8th. Can you believe it? 2 years, and we have a 13 month old. Yes, we moved quickly. And that should just give you the knowing that miracles happen and quantum leaps happen and your dream life is literally just around the corner if you just trust and believe. Because I really wasn't looking for a partner when I found Dan. I was just, you know, working on myself, and then the most amazing, incredible man came into my life, and now we have a little Bubba. But anyway, I digress. On Valentine's Day, we went to a movie, and then we went to a beautiful lunch, and that was our first movie together. First movie. I'm trying to think. I think we may have seen a movie as a family. Yes, we saw Aladdin, which was amazing. But I think that was the first movie we ever saw on our own, and we rarely have time alone, to be honest. We spend time together at home. We really make sure we connect in the evening and have really deep conversation, and there's a lot of connection in that regard. But in terms of going out and having a good time, we don't get a lot of that. And so it's so amazing to just be on our own. So today's episode, guys, I wanted to share a little snippet from a live training that I just did this morning. So inside our academy, I do a training every single week. And last week's topic was on inner child healing and how we go about doing that. And then over the course of the week, I had some one-on-one calls, some accountability calls, and some VIP upgrade calls. And there was kind of a theme that came up, and there was a lot of questions around connecting with the inner child. So in the academy, you have a training, and then you basically have homework. And as I was conducting the one-on-one calls, a lot of you guys were saying to me, "Hey, I'm having a hard time connecting with my inner child. Like, it feels foreign, it feels icky, my inner child feels distant, I feel like I can't hold her hand, I feel like my mind won't let me go there," like all of these reasons. So I just wanted to share a little snippet of my response, because just because it's hard for you to connect with your inner child, please don't give up. Please don't think like, "Oh, it's just not for me. Like, obviously I can't get around this like woo-woo stuff," or whatever your mind wants to say, whatever excuse your mind wants to give. Please don't buy into that. It's a skill. It's a skill that we just need to build. And so in the beginning, if it feels foreign, we'll just pivot a little. And so that's what I'm really sharing in today's episode, is just how can we connect with our inner child when connecting feels so foreign. All right, so you're asking me to connect to my inner child, but I'm having trouble connecting to her. Like, one of you guys described it as she's like distant, or you can see her, but like you're far away and you're like trying to hold her hand, but she's not attainable. Some of you have described it as like gross. It's like a gross feeling, like you just don't want to do it, right? And I describe that as that's your inner child not trusting you because you haven't talked to her enough. So now you're trying to come in as this, like, you know, stranger who's trying to support her. And she's like, "Bleh, like, I'm not ready for that," right? So it's like baby steps. We have to build that confidence. And for most of us, the reason we can't connect is because our logical mind is saying something like,
but there's no such thing as an inner child. That doesn't make sense. Like, what do you mean there's a little child in front? Like, I'm only hearing my own thoughts and I'm a grown-up woman. This doesn't make sense. So you're basically, your analytical mind is coming in and blocking that connection, right? So sometimes that concept can be too far of a stretch, right? And so my job as your guide is to give you some little stepping stones that could possibly get you there, right? So if you are a mother, if you have a child, especially if it's a little girl, I want you to use her as an example, okay? If you have a hard time talking to little Mars, little Bestie, little D, little whoever, if you're having a hard time talking to her because it just feels not real, right? Your analytical mind is just way too overactivated and is not letting you embrace a concept that's multifaceted right now, that's fine. We will pivot. So picture your daughter who at an age where you just saw her as pure innocent, maybe 2 or 3, where you just wanted to like pick her up and eat her all up, okay? If you don't have a child, I want you to picture either like your niece or a child that you love, like maybe even from your past that you were like, I love this little being. She's just so freaking cute. I just want to like eat her all up. I want you to envision her. Steph is saying, I'm having trouble writing a letter to my inner child because I don't remember much and I don't really know what to say and feel like I should write an apology letter to my younger adult years, 18 till now. Great question. Thanks, Stephanie, honey. Okay. So one thing about your inner child is you don't need to remember anything. So up until, I would say, was it June of last year? Well, when I worked with Lucas Mack, when I did that healing session, that was like the first time I remembered my trauma. Before that, my whole 35 years of life, I hadn't remembered my trauma, right? So when you talk to your inner child, you don't have to necessarily address a traumatic experience at that time to heal her. You can heal her by addressing a traumatic experience in the present. For example, if you're having an argument with your partner, if a guy has just rejected you, if your daughter has just whatever, if your boss has made you feel like an idiot, if someone was abusive to you on the street, right there is an opportunity to heal your inner child, because most likely she's going to feel attacked, she's going to feel victimized, and she's going to feel like vulnerable. And that's for you to come in as your divine feminine presence, like this divine goddess, to come in and hold space for her and talk to her. Steph, I feel like this is layered, like there is more. Like if you wanted to heal her for specific things, connect to the emotion rather than the experience itself. So if little Steph was feeling like neglected or like she was being like ignored or unimportant or like scolded or whatever the emotion was, connect to the emotion, not necessarily the act. Because the act can be, it's interchangeable, right? That's why people can have, we all have very different perceptions of reality. Like all of us here today could have the exact same contextual environmental experience, but all interpreted so fucking different, right? So it goes back to our feelings and how did we interpret that experience? So, to heal her, you would just go back to what it might, and the other thing, here's where your imagination comes into play, is like imagine what she would be feeling in that moment, or imagine what pain she could have experienced. All of that in our mind is still, even though they're abstract constructs, you are still healing your inner child when you bring them into the light. Now, I love that you said you feel like you should write an apology letter to my younger adult years, 18 till now. Absolutely. I actually am a huge advocate of this, because when we talk about inner child healing, a lot of time we are thinking about that traumatized little child who didn't know any better and didn't know why this was happening to her and was feeling lost and confused. However, we have a lot of the time a much less compassion for our adolescent and just younger selves. And when I say younger selves, that could have been last week. Okay, we're all learning, we're all evolving, we're all still making mistakes and all of that. And we need to have the same love and compassion like we would for a child for our younger self. And I actually went through this healing recently where I healed my mistakes that I made as an adult and really healed that. And I don't judge myself for it anymore. So that's definitely a great approach that you can do, babe, is to definitely write a letter to any age that feels resonance to you. Okay, so now when we're writing this letter or talking to our inner child in general, guys, is we envision that little divine whoever we feel like compassion towards, who we can look at with love, like pure innocence, right? And that might not be your child right now. If your child just fucking drove you crazy this morning, it might not be your child. Choose something else or wait until tomorrow, right? Like wait until you have that love and compassion and then talk to yourself in the way that you would that child. Because remember, in the talking to the child, that is becoming your inner dialogue. Does that make sense? The words we speak are so fucking powerful. I could go on for an hour just on that, on how our language has been programmed to keep us trapped in this illusion, right? So every time we use any kind of language, that's why when you speak love and compassion, even to your friend and to your husband and to whoever, you are also healing yourself. Remember, we cannot give to another without giving to ourselves at the same time. Right? So when you are healing your child, well, you're not really healing your child, they came to heal you. But when you are being loving and kind to your child, you're being loving and kind to yourself. So when you are envisioning speaking these loving words to this little divine being, if you can't get it to be you yet, you are still healing yourself. Steph saying, okay, my self-love commitment this week is to write an apology letter to myself. Love it. I love it.
Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.